head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, is now with us. Tom, what a weekend of hockey that was.
Great, great. Just a great weekend. I mean, two back-to-back weekends for us against Bowling Green that just have been outstanding hockey. And I'm not just saying it because we went 3-1. It just, again, these games, all four games could have went either way. We could be 0-4. We could be 4-0. We could be 2-2. Whatever. You know what? I don't, Schultz. There's just a fine line and a small margin of error in these games.
Each game has its own character, and in this one, the second period was not your best, obviously, of the six probably, but I really liked how you guys responded in the third.
I agree, Bess. But again, you know that was coming. I mean, these guys, I mean, I knew we were going to be, there was going to be a certain amount of time that we were going to be on our heels, and you just got to weather the storm, and we did.
Well, certainly when you're starting shorthanded almost for 5 minutes there to start that second period. But yet you win the special teams battle with the power play goal, and your penalty kill was perfect again.
Yeah, it just, again, we were just, you know, we won the special teams battle, and of course that was the difference.
That power play goal by Alex Iarullo, not very often you'll get a guy behind the defense on a power play. That was a heck of a pass by Elias.
Well, I don't know what happened. You know what, I'd have to look at it. Was there a line change? There was a line change for us, I can tell you that. I don't know, and I'm sure there was for them.
There was a couple of Bowling Green defenders, I think, more flat-footed, though, at the blue line.
Yeah, but what happens sometimes is that you want to get off, and you're sitting at the blue line a little bit, but
Leaning towards the bench, exactly
right, and you see the forwards coming off. So again, I don't know. I'd have to look at it, guys. But I've seen it 100 times. That's what typically happens. You're waiting to get off, and you know the defensemen are the last guys off. It's one at a time at that particular point as well. Mostly when you have a stretch man. When you have a stretch man, you got to honor him. But sometimes you're not close enough.
Elias gets so much credit for that shot on the power play, but you need great vision as well. How have all of your young guys, I'm going to say freshmen and sophomores, improved on that vision as the game has maybe slowed down a little bit for them here as you've played a few more games?
Well, I mean, that's probably exactly right, Schultz. They've always had vision. They just don't get vision because they're in college. They've had vision, but what happens is exactly what you just said. The game does slow down for these guys, and when the game slows down for these guys, they can make a play a little quicker.
You know, I know you'll be able to nitpick a little bit more and find some errors, but there really, to me, this last couple of games, there really wasn't too many things that stuck out as mistakes, per se. Now, every game's going to have turnovers and some mistakes in them, but the kind that cost you goals or you just go, what was that about? It seemed like these were two pretty clean games by both teams.
I agree, Biss. There wasn't much that we could nitpick today on our guys, and even tonight, not really either. I mean, our execution is good. Our structure is good. Our execution is good right now. We're defending a heck of a lot better. And, you're spot on. And I can see the game that, you know, there's not many things that we're going to obviously, again, I like the word nitpick. We're to nitpick at our guys. That's not about that, because there's going to be a certain amount of mistakes in a game, and there's going to be a certain amount of push by the other team. And there's in any 120 minutes of hockey, there's always going to be an extended period of time where you're going to be hanging on as well.
Did you quit breathing there for a moment as Zach Driscoll goes back behind the net and the pass is a little errant and your two defensemen go colliding into each other and Kyle Loaf's got to play a little goalie there?
Unbelievable. No, I did. I thought it was a goal. I'm sure you guys did too.
I don't know how it didn't.
I agree with you, Schultz. I got to go look at it right now.
For some stupid reason, I was calling him TJ Rue all night, who wore number 7. Lofty is a little bit taller than TJ was. He needed every inch
of
that.
Holy crap, Schultz.
I have no idea why that happened today.
You got some IPAs up there tonight or what? You
know? When did TJ graduate?
That was a while ago.
That's what I said. It's been at least 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
I about called him that the first time he touched the puck, and I go, Biss, did TJ Rue wear number 7? He goes, yeah, he did. I'm like, man, I just almost called
years
him
years ago.
That's a good one, Schultz. We all have relapses like that, too. There's no question.
You guys obviously riding high at home again next week, and that's got to be another smiling moment there as you guys get to stay at home and try to keep this thing going.
Well, and now we're playing for keeps. Every game from now on is a league game as well.
I said to Biss, why couldn't this one be for conference points?
But no question.
See you next week, Tom.
All right, pal. Bye-bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Beavers win it with the empty netter late, 3-1.